These next few days and weeks will be busy at Stump Hill Farm in Massillon in Stark County as owner Cindy Huntsman tries to figure out how she can follow the new regulations on exotic animals and the facilities where they're housed.
52 of our animals will be affected by this bill. They're banned. Tigers, lions, leopards, cougars.
130 miles south in Fairfield County near Lancaster, David Siraki at Rescue One has also been preparing for the new package of rules.
We've already dealt with it. We sent our animals to other sanctuaries out of state.
Siraki says he said goodbye to 22 lions, tigers, cougars, and a black bear because he says his 12-year-old sanctuary couldn't handle the financial outlay and workload needed to meet the new rules on liability insurance, permits, registration, cages, and microchips. Siraki says these animals were part of his family. Was this a difficult decision to make emotionally?
Very difficult. I still have a hard time.
The law's backers say it was needed to prevent another tragedy like the situation in Zanesville last October, when dozens of exotic animals were shot and killed after their owner released them from their cages and shot himself, and they ran off. Siraki says he agrees more regulations are needed, but not an outright ban. And that leads to another reason Siraki says he sent his animals away. He fears what might have happened to them if they were seized by the state. The Agriculture Department is in the process of building a facility to hold seized animals on its campus in Reynoldsburg, east of Columbus. It's expected to be a climate-controlled building surrounded by redundant fencing, and that it could hold up to 60 animals and snakes. They'd stay in cages and never venture outside. Ag Director David Daniel says it will be expensive, but he says it's needed to take in animals that could endanger the public.
We hope that we'll be able to hold it to around $2 to $2.5 million. The daily operations, of course, are dependent on the number of animals that we may or may, we hope that we never have one. But if we do, I mean, the operation cost depends on how many animals that we do take in.
Daniel says the building will be a holding pen to keep animals until they can be sent to sanctuaries or until their owners can meet regulations. But Huntsman and Siraki say sanctuaries are filling up and zoos cannot take the animals. So they believe the facility has a much more sinister purpose.
All that's going to be is a euthanasia step. As they seize them, they'll be euthanized.
Exactly what they're going to do, yeah. There's no way they can afford to keep them up, and that's what they're going to do.
Daniel says he can understand that suspicion, but he says that's not the intent.
I think that we would envision bringing those animals in and caring for them until that we can find a permanent home, and we have been looking all over the United States to locate those facilities.
So it's not in the plan to euthanize these animals?
Not at this time.
Was that ever part of the plan?
I don't know that that's ever been part of a discussion that I've had.
Daniels estimates the facility could cost $500,000 a year to maintain, depending on the number, type, and condition of animals it's holding. At Stump Hill Farm in Massillon, Cindy Huntsman says she's also thinking about the state's money, which she says this law wastes.
This bill will cost the taxpayers millions. And the easy fix was simply to require people to become USDA licensed and have insurance. It doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime with that type of regulation.
Huntsman says half of the revenue to keep her place going comes from visitors and from educational programs she does in schools, at daycare centers, and festivals. And she says unless she meets the state's requirements, she will not be able to do those programs or allow visitors to stop by. So right now, she's not sure that Stump Hill Farm will stay open. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.